In name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us quieten ourselves before those words of God, which are written. It's Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6. Starting from verse 10 to 18, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Therefore, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. This was one exhortation of Paul. In the old translation, it says to take all the war accessories of God. It also says to put on your shoes and preach the gospel of peace. We are taught to preach the peace gospel. What should we speak about now? We are at summer services. These services of celebration that the local congregations here have been arranged by the congregations here in southern Finland. The message in all the sermons has spoke about peace. We have spoke much about war, but the reason is that we want peace. We understand war. We understand war as being the opposite of peace. Is this what Paul says in conflict with those who speak of peace and those who ask to keep peace comes to mind in this time? Such a thought. Are such texts, have these become old? Have they lived their time and become unnecessary? With peace and freedom, this enemy has come from the beginning of time, he who battles against faith, the enemy of soul. peace, which Bible speaks at the beginning, was a peace in paradise. And we know we lost that peace one day because of sin. Sin destroyed the work of God. In a fall into sin, we lost that security and freedom. We lost the security before God. We know the reason that it was an excellent speech by the enemy of the soul, for he tempted the wife and against the faith of God. After the fall onto the people, after the fall, Christ was promised to be sent to the people as a messenger of peace and forgiveness. Through his work and his redemption and peace, we are exhorted to speak. He is a Prince of Peace who governs with grace. He has his kingdom, and the invitation to that kingdom is in place today. John Baptist before Christ, and then Christ preached that kingdom of heaven has approached. Repent. And when Jesus spoke in a Sermon of the Mount of what's important in life, he said, search first, before all, God's kingdom, that righteousness and wisdom. And Paul speaks of this peace, that where we are called. And in another place, Paul said that kingdom of God, it is peace, freedom, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Before Christ died on the cross, when he spoke to his own, I leave with you peace, my own peace I give on to you, not in that way, not the same what the world gives. From the unbelieving world and from no governments, was in question what Jesus was talking about the governments of the world. And here the enemy here in our text speaks about the governments or the people in unbelief. Paul says in our text to preach or to be peace, but he says for us to put on the whole armor of God. Do we as believers always and again prepare ourselves for war? Paul teaches in another portion, if it was to live in peace with everybody, do not take justice in your own hands. Here in this, when we speak of war and peace, I have thought much about this text. The scriptures teach us, nevertheless, with words of war and with symbols of war. This worldly war, it is very close now, very close to us, this war against the darkness. This current war seems so unfair to us what all happens in a war. What's in question? What is the reason for war? And we know in wars we are prepared to take away peace. We are ready to destroy and take away another person's right to live. The scripture teaches us what may happen in a war. I think in this way that it is wisdom from the Heavenly Father. It is timeless wisdom. And it works as a picture of the spiritual warfare. What is similar between the battles in the spirit, thinking spiritually and temporally? The wars we went about 80 years ago, I remember being told there the enemy practiced. They sent messages across the border, the propaganda of war, even as today it spoke, misinformation. These messages are used in wars very often. The enemy may also preach to those in the battlegrounds that stop that war. Come on this side. Everything is good. It does not pay to battle. Everything depends. It depends on your weak leaders. These type of messages I have been told from the war 80 years ago. The Old Testament knows in Jeremiah is spoken of the wrong peace or trying to bring people to the wrong peace. What does this mean in a spiritual way? Such a thought, that unbelief or sins, you do not have to be so care. You don't have to care about that. That in the end, everything will be good. Is this one timely lie that is preached? That this simple faith, which we have heard at these services, that's such a simple faith where we trust in God, has become too old or old time? Has it had its time? When our country fought wars, and even today, we have remembered those times with the war going now in Europe. And at that time, we prayed for help and guidance from God. We sang Luther's hymn, Almighty Fortress. With this hymn, was played when the president went to the neighbor country to speak about peace and keeping of peace. God is our fortress, almighty fortress. In this hymn is spoken of the same armor of God as is written here. We remember that Luther also battled against in war in a spiritual way, but also against the local governments. Almighty Fortress. In time of peace, we have been able to thank of our freedom. We have been able to thank for be thankful for our freedom, independence, and we know that God has set the times and the borders, and God has prepared us, saved us from defeat, and He's given us the freedom to believe, which we can concretely here at these summer services experience and enjoy. Freedom is a great gift in our temporal line, but it touches also peace. How can we keep this peace, preserve this peace? Paul here says, war is victorious and peace is lost. There's war at the borders. If we do not prepare and guard our borders, the risks are big. For the opposition wants war and take the locals as prisoners. In war, we search for those who were joined, and wars are also affected from the inside. These days, it is difficult to know how can we affect. The enemy has received a new place for his presentation. Talking about war is limitless. Paul said unto Timothy that you would go to war as a soldier and keep faith and a good conscience, as some have given up and become shipwrecked, suffer freedom, peace, and joy are those marks in God's kingdom. These are precious. This is a precious gift unto us. When we believe or preserve our faith, it is the most important to remember this, that the enemy of the soul and the world and the powers of the world who are in a covenant, they have at one time been victorious against them. The Lord Jesus Christ was victorious over them. And his farewell speech, he said, in a world you have fear, but be of good cheer, I won the world. We do not battle against people as much as we can help them, as much as we can help. We live with peace. We live and want to live in peace, for our armor is our spiritual. We should believe as a child. And it comes to mind in this connection that Hymn 212, we journey as day children with the power of God, trusting in the power of God and trusting in grace. Peace is a destination. We are owners of peace, and even a songwriter has said, after war, there is peace. The day worker is blessed. When our end comes, we are joyous. It is comforting that faith comes through grace, that remain as you are you can remain believing, all your sins, doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood, unto peace, joy, and freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.